Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. We're going to review Ambulance for you. My name's Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Strange within for this brand new Michael Bay action thriller.
Michael Bay!
Just dropped into cinemas. It's based on Ambulancen by Laurits Munch-Petersen, a Danish film.
Ambulancen!
Which runs exactly 76 minutes. We'll come back to that.
Nice.
Produced by Michael Bay and a bunch of other people. Stars Jake Gyllenhaal, Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, and Eliza Gonzalez with Garrett Hedlund in a supporting role. Wayne, what's the budget on this bad boy?
Ooh, Michael Bay, Ambulance, a lot of it's shot internally, lots of external shots though too. In this day and age, things are costing less than I tend to think. So okay. How about 130?
Right. Whatever score you were going to give Ambulance just went up.
Hang on a sec.
$40 million. How good does this movie look for $40 million?
Really?
Yeah. It's according to Wikipedia.
I guess drones aren't that expensive.
Still, I think that's a real boon on the show because this, yes, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Fair enough.
Film looks very, very good. Wayne, what is Ambulance about?
Okay. So there's this dude, right? Yahya. He needs money to
Will?
His real name. To cover his wife's medical bills. And he's a decorated veteran. He teams up with his adoptive brother, Jake Gyllenhaal, to steal $32 million from an LA bank. However, as you may imagine, the getaway goes a bit awry, shall we say? Yes. And then they end up having to hijack an ambulance that's carrying like a badly wounded cop and an EMT worker. And then they get caught up in high-speed chases and mayhem and situations like that. So they got to try and get away from the cops and keep the people in the ambulance alive because, you know, one of them's a good guy. That's
right.
The story.
I do agree. I do want to apologize. I said Garrett Hedlund. Garrett Dillahunt is the other supporting actor. Now, this film, Wayne, according to the critics, doing a little better than you might expect from a normal Michael Bay film on Rotten Tomatoes, has 69% out of 133 critics gave the film a positive review with an average rating of 5.8 out of 10. On Metacritic, it has a score of 55 out of 100 based on 43 critics indicating mixed or average reviews. Audience polled by CinemaScore, A negative on the A plus to F scale.
Paul, I want to hear what you think this time.
Yeah, first. Sure. Happy to lead away. I think Ambulance, this is really surprising for me to say, is an absolute adrenaline-pumping thrill ride. It's relentless in its pacing and its kinetic, frenetic energy. It gets a bit exhausting, I would say, probably with about half an hour to go.
Go on.
Gets a little bit the same, and probably it's too long, 136 minutes, I would suggest. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, pleasantly surprised. I enjoyed this film. It was better than I thought it was going to be. I can tell what's going to happen here. I thought it was shot spectacularly. I really enjoy the drone shots. They're pushing the envelope. Michael Bay's pushing the envelope. And here's my last sort of general point about the film. This is a more mature Bay. Not one single gratuitous butt shot of a female in the entire film.
Oh, but it was an ambulance. All right.
They even throw in adds nothing to the film, but even throw in a gay character who is a main character. So thank you, Michael Bay. You're finally fucking starting to grow up.
Fine. Dude, this movie is so-so. This movie is really so-so. So check it out. I understand this.
Megatron!
Right? No. Let me tell you why.
Right? Listen, the stage.
There was a good Michael Bay, and that was The Rock. That was mid-90s Michael Bay, okay? He knew to actually do shots, which, yes, they were slow-mo, yes, they were spectacular, but you know what? They were a bit classy, Paul. For example, Bad Boys 2 and The Rock has that around the shot of Nicolas Cage. Low angles. But it was beautiful. It was slow-mo. It was good. It was like poetic.
Yeah, stand up.
Exactly. Very, very cool, okay? And don't get me wrong, Paul. I appreciate the use of inventive camera angles and shots.
This film's got... Particularly the first half an hour has got a shit ton of them.
Agree completely. He's using two camera types only. One, mounted on a drone. Two, handheld. There's not a fucking Steadicam or a lockdown camera in sight. I looked for those scenes and he hasn't done it.
A decision that's been made to convey the frenetic, urgency of this particular film.
Exactly. And
the events in the film.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this. While that is all very good, it's the same shot over and over, buddy. It takes about 20 minutes for that shit to get old for me. The drone shot where he's flying down a building and
awesome.
Spinning it looks good.
Loved
the
it.
First 20 times.
Oh, okay, didn't
then
use that
there was
many times.
800,000 of those shots. Okay.
Cock juggling thunder cunt.
I'm telling you, man. It's because Michael Bay is Michael Bay. He doesn't know when to say when, okay? All that jerky camera action comes at the cost of coherence. There are moments in this film where...
I would say... I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
I'll just jump and say.
Please.
I agree with you. What you're about to say, but not as much as you're about to say it happens. So go ahead.
Okay, good. Fair enough. Because like, there's a bit in this scene where they're driving the ambulance and I can tell from the script that there was some cool move that the driver did. And it's like, wow, did you practice that? That's the only way I can tell because I don't know what happened. And I was looking hard. I'm like, the way that was cut was so jumpy and edity that I'm not quite sure what he did. This is a problem, okay? So that's a little bush league, if you ask me. I wanted to ask the whole time, Michael, just rack out the camera a little bit and use at least a Steadicam. You don't have to put a fucking, like, lock it down, but give me a reason that I don't have to shit my pants. It's, like, so shaky cam, all right? And what's with the story, Paul?
Story's fine. Story? You're either on board or you're not, Wayne. Clearly, you weren't on board.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is the thing, though. Like, I could tell halfway through the movie.
Free Guy's fine, ladies and gentlemen.
Free Guy's great.
But okay? Ambulance?
Not Free so Guy much is the not story. Trying to do shit that didn't work. Free Guy, everything worked.
No. This
is
no.
Yo, man, Free Guy was the tip.
Take it with TT. Terrible villain all right. In the real world.
Well, I mean, look, the rest of the shit I have to say is probably to do with spoilers, but I'm very intrigued that, like, because halfway through Paul's, like, there was this shot where there was a drone in, like, when the cameras, cars were just driving around, and the drone, it was cool.
There's a lot of cars driving around this movie.
Oh, there's tons of that, but there's one, like, the police car kind of jumped off a little bit of a ramp, so it gets a bit of air, and the drone flies under it as it jumps.
So good.
And that was cool, and I went, like this, and I looked over, and Paul was like, this is the shit. I'm like, this motherfucker loves this film. So I'm like, all right, this is going to be fun now. Because
Wayne worked it out by the hand jerking motions near my crotch.
Absolutely, man, and the spray. So it was... I think the touches they made with the characters insofar as...
What did you think of the performances? What did you think of the characters?
Yeah, the performances were fine to good. Jake Gyllenhaal is...
It's a bit over the top for me.
I actually think he's the best thing about it because Jake Gyllenhaal is so charming. Like his... Or at least his fake charm is buyable and watchable.
You know what? He's too old now, but I felt like Jake Gyllenhaal was channeling some Nick Cage in this film.
What?
Yeah. Like he's sort of...
No, there's bits where he has to blow up, right? Absolutely. And he's a lot like...
But it felt Nick Cagey to me. I don't think this is a great Gyllenhaal performance. I think it's an okay Gyllenhaal.
I think he's doing what he can with what he can.
I think the other two in the... there's three other people in the ambulance, but the two other main actors in the ambulance... Yahya Abdul-Mateen and Eliza Gonzalez are more grounded and more believable. And you're meant to be on side with Will, and I was.
Absolutely. And but that's the thing. Jake, if those two are going to be level-headed, you need some kind of a firecracker in there with them. Yeah, so that's what he's doing. You think he went too far, though?
For me, he vacillates too far between, call it quotation marks, normal and extreme. Like he's so quick to be back and forth between it. Again, very unpredictably like Nick Cage. And I guess... If you're a career criminal or whatever, you're not going to be the most balanced of people.
No.
But it was too much for me at times.
I think what I liked was when, like, he's pretending to be a bank manager at some stage and he's like, you know, they have to talk to a policeman. And the way he does that, like, he was really like, oh, this guy, I kind of liked him. I liked watching him.
Pretty sure he was wearing a skivvy at that point. Bad guy.
He's wearing a cashmere black skivvy and a sports jacket. So I'm like, I used to do that in the 90s. So yeah.
So it's 2022.
I know, but I think it still worked. So I actually liked him. Yahya
Abdul-Mateen.
Have you seen his cock?
No, surprisingly not.
In Watchmen, his cock is out because he's motherfucking...
I've only watched the first episode of Watchmen. I will continue.
Fucking amazing. And so... his cock. And so... look, that's a spoiler. I won't say that.
all right, look.
He did fine. He did all fine. Right. Everyone's doing their job fine.
Lisa Gonzalez...
She's a bit of a cutie. Never seen her before. Don't know her.
Yes, you have.
Where?
In Baby Driver.
Oh, that's her.
She's in We Care a Lot. She's...
She was much better in this.
Rosamund Pike's...
Yeah, yeah.
Girlfriend.
Lover, girlfriend, yep. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I liked her work. I actually feel... This is my... I actually felt like this... Okay, you said $40 million, and I thought it was much more.
Yes.
But I thought it was much more because it was Michael Bay. I thought he was using helicopters, right?
You saw what it looked like on screen, and you make that assessment.
Yeah, but I remember, just because I said it was 130 or whatever, I didn't say it looked like 70, 130.
You've basically said this film looks like it's three times as much.
Well, that's what... Okay, and so this is on to that point. I think in any other environment, i.e. non-COVID environment, this is a MOW, man. This is like a movie of the week. This is like a fucking
demented and sad.
I think it's like
a
Netflix release. No. That's what this is. This is not a cinematic release. This wouldn't
off.
Have gone to the cinema in any other climate,
fuck
man.
Off.
Bitch, please. I'm telling you
Did
now.
Did you have
man.
A brain tumor
oh,
for
eat
breakfast?
Some titties. Eat some ass and titties. It's like
this is great. Once again, 2022 is the year of Wayne Negatron.
No,
do you
it's
have
not.
A soundbite I can add to the soundboard?
Bitch, no, because I'm not Negatron, bitch.
You are.
Also, it's quite difficult to mix that thing together. I don't know how you did it.
All right, well, look, before we get to spoilers...
Bitches, leave.
That one does make me laugh.
Wait, I do have a question before we do get into spoilers.
Yeah.
Do you think, given that you shave your balls, if you nick them, an ambulance would be required?
Bro, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's been some gushers in the past, and I have thought about it. But that's all gone now because I'm using the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. Son!
Sorry, I'm still getting past the gushes.
Oh, dude, it's like Psycho in there. Oh. But not since I used the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. You see, Paul, it has anti-nick technology via a ceramic blade, which is far less likely to hack a gnat or two.
Yes, and absolutely, 100%.
That's right. And you add that to the fact that it's motherfucking wirelessly charged, looks sweet on my fucking, like, you know, bathroom shit. Completely awesomely well made. Comes in the pack, the professional pack, is it called?
No, it's called the performance package.
Performance package, and that has ball toner, ball deodorant, fucking nose hair cleaners, trippers,
and air here,
all kinds
air
of
hair
shit,
removal,
man. And lots of other shit.
Yeah, great package, great item, which, again, will make you so much more desirable to your partner or potential partner out there. I think that's what we're trying to say. And this is the last opportunity.
Yeah, because
the last chance.
Our partnership's about to end, so if you want to get it, and you want to get it for 20% off, you just got to
go. Free delivery.
And free delivery. Go to manscaped.com. Go make your order for whatever. And at the checkout, put in CDPC20. Mm-hmm. And it's going to drop the balance by 20%. Boom. That's all you pay. Free shipping.
And I got one more thing to add.
Bring it.
Imagine you say this.
How would you like to suck my balls?
And the answer is, I would.
Yes.
I absolutely would. That is what the Manscaped 4.0/performance package can bring you.
Man, it's shiny down there. It's fucking shiny, all right?
And thanks to our listeners of the show. We won't name names because Wayne wants to, but no.
No, I want to.
No.
All right, there's at least two guys who bought it.
Who have told us that they bought it. We really appreciate your support of the show, but most importantly, we support your smooth, smooth balls.
That's right. I'm a fan of both your balls, all right?
All of your balls.
Exactly. All four balls. I want some pictures. You
what
know who
Wayne
you are.
What does with those pictures is his own private business.
That's right.
Okay.
Troy right. and David.
All right, without all any right. further ado, let's get in.
Troy and David's balls would look beautiful
now.
Right
all
now. I'll put that shit on my forehead.
Nothing
I don't
gonna
give
change
a fuck.
You're going to become an even bigger cunt.
Word.
Well, our partnership wasn't ending, now it is.
It's all good.
All right, well, without any further ado, let's get into the spoiler portion of the review on the other side of Jack.
You can't handle the truth.
And apparently Wayne can't handle the truth. This film is better than it had any right to be. And
apparently Paul doesn't know what the truth is.
An exhilarating, edge of your seat thrill ride from beginning to end with some questionable moments. Sure, there's some dumb moments, sure, but it's a Michael Bay film. If you're going and expecting anything else, you are deluding yourself.
Look, I'll give you this, Paul. It is far, far better than Six Underground.
Oh, my God. Okay. If you said this was worse than Six Underground, I would have thrown the rest of my very tasty beer at you.
Six Underground was just like, what a piece of shit. All right. So that's that. And I will tell you this. I didn't have a bad time. So I'm not going to rag.
Yeah, I didn't get a sense that you were like, it wasn't like you were shifting like at the end of
absolutely
everything everywhere all at once.
No, like,
I got someone to bang. I'm going to go.
Fuck. No, I was just, like, this is actually a fine watch. All right. No problem at all. Here's my issue, though, right? The story itself, though. Couple things I'm being asked to swallow here, which I can't. I know, not jizz, but I'm saying. For example, spoilers now. The police and the FBI, they know the names of both the protagonists, yeah? So what exactly does Jake and Yaya think was going to happen if they escaped? Yaya can't just go home now.
I do 100%
take,
agree.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, we're just going
to
take it home. Yeah?
Once they know who they are, they have to disappear forever.
That's right. So there's that, okay? There's a scene where they spray paint the ambulance they're in bright green.
Green.
Okay? And it's a haphazard job. It looks like someone just did it.
You can 45 seconds.
Yeah, you can still tell it's an ambulance, right? Underneath. And it looks like a want to be disguised ambulance. So it sticks out like dog's balls, right? Their whole tactic is let's go and get six or four, whatever different ambulances, and spread them all out.
Texas switch or some shit,
right? And so the cops do stop one of the decoy ambulances, pull the guy out. Then this green fucking huge ambulance that is obviously doctored just drives right past the cops. And that's how they get away from him. I'm like, there's like 10 cops there and none of them went, there's another ambulance driving away that someone spray painted. So that's bullshit. Right?
I now understand when you pointed this out to me because I can't remember what I was doing. Reaching for something.
Yeah, you were reaching for your fucking stroke.
So
I stand resolute, motherfucker.
Well, you were trying to point out how dumb it was.
Whereas, like, look at this shit, you're missing this. Yeah. Oh, I missed it. So that's why you liked it.
Yeah, because I missed that one shot.
Absolutely, okay. And I think that this is the other thing, right? So what's the girl?
Eliza Gonzalez.
Eliza Gonzalez. So towards the end of the film, there's this real glurge-ass, like you know, this schmaltzy girl gets in touch with her caring side after being a cunt for the whole movie, and now she goes and visits one of the patients that she saved.
She grew through this whole fucking...
Yeah, but it was so hokey when it was like... Ding, dong, diddle, ding, 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 ding. And so she's like, fucking this music. Fuck I'm like, off. Come on, motherfucker.
All right, you've heard from Wayne.
Now, let's hear from Paul.
Now let's hear from Moi. What I really liked about this film, other than the storyline's fine. Like, yeah, it's got some plot holes. Of course it does. Seriously, could they not bring down one fucking ambulance that the entire thing was chasing because I worry about the cop that was on board, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
At some point, they would go, the risk to other people is too large. So we're just going to blow the tires out and what happens, happens type thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which is, you know.
But that's not a film.
I don't have a problem with that
so much.
That's
not a film.
Yeah.
Right. So you're going to put it in the universe.
I'm fine with that.
As I was saying at the top of the review, this is a 75-minute thriller in Denmark, which is obviously nowhere near as...
I'm amazed it's a remake.
Yeah.
I'm amazed.
Nowhere near as full-on as this film is. And that's Michael Bay for you. He throws everything, including the kitchen sink, at the wall.
I told you, he has no restraint.
No, and he doesn't. And it's too long. If it had a Shay 15, 20 minutes off, I think this film would have been a 4-star banger. Would have really...
What?
Yeah, absolutely enjoyed the shit out of this movie because I was on board with the characters. It established Jake Gyllenhaal as the criminal guy and his brother-in-law who's not meant to get involved, but he kind of feels like he has to. Very effective the way the character's set up, very simply. But within 15 minutes, this film is on and it never lets up.
Yeah.
And other than 5 or 10 minutes maybe before we get to the sort of gangbanger part where they come in to assist them, I was never bored. I was never, and I'm like, this film is holding my attention. The performances are good. Michael Bay is throwing enough out there camera angles at it to keep it going in those moments where it's threatening. It comes together.
This is like, I remember thinking to myself, this is Speed. This is kind of Speed.
It's,
right? Which is fine because Speed is great, right?
It's a lot like Speed. I would have to watch Speed again.
No, I like Speed, so I don't mind that aspect of it. I'll tell you some of the things I did like. At the beginning, as you're seeing the actual bank robbery about to go down, they're locking, they're loading, they're driving up, they're setting up and everything. And then there's cutting to two guys in a car who are very tough looking guys and they've got guns.
One guy looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yes, very much like Stone Cold.
Did we establish whether it was him or not?
I doubt it is him. But he then radios another guy who's in a Morris Minor little ass car with a huge dog and he's wearing a red windcheater and he's like bearded and he's a guy I recognize from a lot of fucking, like, he's in Justified and stuff like that. But he's like, it looks to me like they were a stick-up crew because they're going, hey, these guys are about to hit the fucking bank and we're going to hit them once they come out of the bank and steal all the money. Boom. But then it turns out that guy is in fact the commander of an anti-bank heist fucking task force. And these guys in the cars who are tough they're actually cops. All of them are cops.
Which I kind of liked as well. We didn't need to get the backstory. That's enough. You got enough there to know that, okay, they've already been tracked.
But this is what's cool though. I thought they were bad guys until
Did you? I didn't.
Oh, really? I thought, no. He's a cop. And that was cool because, oh, now I can barrack for him because I was expecting them to be the ones to get out. So that was a cool idea. I wasn't expecting him to, spoilers, die.
Oh.
That was weird. I was like, holy shit.
Oh, you mean the captain who comes
captain
in,
guy,
Captain
yeah.
Monroe? Yeah,
well, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, the other weak part of the film is when he calls off the chase because his dog's in the backseat of a car. I'm like, come on.
That would absolutely happen. The eccentric guy like that.
But totally. Yeah, I agree with you. I was really shocked when he died. I really liked the fact when the brothers, like, it comes down to whether Danny's going to support Will or not.
Absolutely.
Will's like, I'm not going to kill. I'm
that
not
was
gonna
maybe
let,
the, that was maybe the best scene in the
I'm
movie.
I'm not letting you kill the EMT. I'm not letting you kill a cop. We're not doing that. Like, we're not murderers. We've been put in this position. And the film does a really smart thing. It's not Danny who shoots the cop. It's Will who does so. Again, smart writing.
But that's why he's so, like, you can't let him die because then I'll have killed him.
But I think it's also because he doesn't want someone to die who doesn't deserve to die.
Absolutely. But also, he's got even more skin in the game because it was him. And he's a soldier. He only shoots bad
guys. And
that
also informs his decision later on. Like, no way. There's no way. This, just not this cop. But also, you're not killing this ambulance officer. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, that was worse.
And but Danny was willing to sell her out.
You know, it's weird though. When they're having the struggle and then Yaya's pulling the gun saying, get off him, get off him, get off him, right? He could have just shot him in the ankle or something.
Yeah, blown like, his foot off.
Ooh, fucking, he shot him in the chest? Okay, man. So, you know. But again, that's all fine. It could have been heat of the moment. Again, I don't think it's like, I didn't have a bad, terrible time with this film.
Yeah, okay.
But I shake my head at the Michael Bayness. Like, he is no longer good.
When's I disagree. I think, I think it's the best Michael Bay film since.
And before this, what was it?
The most recent one before this?
Yeah.
I don't mind the first Transformers
Con Air.
Film.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind it. No, he didn't direct Con Air. That was Simon West.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Yeah. Transformers is a long time ago, son.
Yeah, it is. Pain and Gain's okay. Oh, 13, what's the word? The one about with John Krasinski in the Middle East.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
That's
is that good?
That's good. That's like this level film for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, man. I mean, look, he still gets work, so I guess he's doing something right. But I can tell
he still
you,
gets
this
work.
Is...
He was in control of the Transformers franchise, which, despite how shit it is, and even the last night,
made
which
so
was,
much money he could write his ticket forever.
Exactly, he can do whatever he wants. The fact he chose to make a $40 million film, which for him is like a piss in a pool.
Mm. It's because someone lent him their fucking drone. That's what happened.
Again, it's not without fault. It's not a perfect film by any stretch of imagination, but you have to know it's a Michael Bay film. But it's a better Michael Bay film than what you're expecting.
I'm so surprised you like it that much. I am really surprised. Okay.
All right. Well, look, let's get to it then, Wayne. Were you surprised by the end? So Will kills Danny to save the tech officer.
Oh, yeah. No, that was a good moment.
And I actually really liked the fact that the cop, after she has expressed to him several times, he saved your life.
Yeah.
And if not for him, you would be dead. And so he has a chance to finger who shot you. And he points, he says, he points at Will, that guy saved my life. Again, that's a good moment.
Yeah.
You were a bit hokey about her coming back to
that,
the girl.
The him switching and deciding to actually like bury the guy who's already dead.
Yep.
That was a good move. It was the
So he's going to jail, no doubt, but he's not going to jail forever.
Yeah. So he can come back again or whatever.
And the fact she stuck the money in the pram, that was cool.
Exactly. So he actually did achieve his objective at the cost of himself, which he's probably fine with. So, you know,
it's as happy an ending as you get. And Danny needed to die, so I'm glad. But I did love the fact when Danny chooses Will over, I can walk away.
We can both go left. Both go left.
Yep.
Boom. Awesome. And that was it. I tell you, that's the best we've seen in the movie.
Again, you say it's a typical Michael Bay film, but there's very little bloodshed in this movie. Like,
I don't think he does a lot of bloodshed.
I mean, there's the moment where they're operating on the cop and pulls the spleen out and explodes.
Yeah.
That was a shock.
But you know what? I don't mind that either because at least, I mean, I'm already in a crazy scene. That guy's dead if you're fucking driving around and jumping
absolutely.
And shit, right?
But that,
so I'm fine with that.
That was fine. But my point is like, we could have shown gratuitously the two of them killing all the gangbangers.
Yeah.
But they didn't. It was just they fell over.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting choice as well.
Is it M, this film?
I'm not sure if it's M or MA here. Yeah, it's R in America, no doubt. Yeah, I think it's probably MA given the operation scene and the swearing in the film.
I probably could have used a bit more violence in the thing, but again, it was a great scene, so I'm fine with that. So yes, no, my.
All right, Wayne, give us your final score here. But before you do, I'm on the Negatron page. Fire away.
Asshole. 67. Fuck you. That's not a Negatron score. Negatron score is like 42. All right, so suck my dick. Oh, my dick. Television shows. If I ever do this sound, it's going to be really short, you fucking asshole.
My score, 70.
Ah, fuck you. What a bitch.
I'm genuinely shocked it was that high given how you were shit on the film.
I told you, I didn't have a bad time, but it's bullshit.
You framed it the wrong way.
It's bullshit, but I didn't have a bad time. You still get a pass, a good pass.
Absolutely, this is a good film. I've been
But I wouldn't recommend it to someone.
I would.
Yeah, I know you
how
would.
How can you score 67 and not recommend it to someone?
Because shit's personal, Paul. I know what shit is good for me, but it's not good for everyone. If I sent someone I really respected to this, they'd be like, what? So
this is the dumbest shit anyone ever said in the history of, and I don't think I'm accelerating here, time.
My exact written review said, if you're on board for Michael Bay films, absolutely see this film. If you're not, this is not going to change your mind. So I agree with you. If you've got someone who's like a critical, sort of likes the Academy Award nominated films, no, Ambulance is not going to get you on board for Michael Bay.
But most people disrespect Michael Bay.
But I'm saying if you're up for action thrillers or films which are very relentless in their pacing, fucking see this movie.
Yeah, hence the score.
But again, that's a recommend. It's just not a recommend to everyone.
It's a recommend to
some. How many films can you recommend to everybody ever? Very few.
Casino Royale. That goes to everyone.
No, but not if you don't like James Bond. Don't see it.
No, man. Only bitches don't like James Bond. Like you. And even you liked it. So that's why it goes to everyone. See? So I'm saying. There are those movies.
James Bond's fine.
But even you don't like James Bond and you like this one, which means it's universally good. You know what I'm saying?
I don't seek out all James
Bond. Some
are
like that. Yeah. So
there are some, but I'm saying there are very few.
Yeah, this ain't one.
But if your point is I only recommend a film that's universal, then you're going to recommend almost no films.
I got like a stack of 10 that I could get recommended. 10
films in our fucking 7 years.
Off the top of my head, but
Jesus Christ. Right, if you like to listen to a podcast where there's only 10 ever recommended films, you can tune into us by finding us at thecountdownpodcast.com. You can also hit us up an email, thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Podbean, where we host the show, and the Facebook communities, where you can interact with someone who's only ever recommended 10 films.
You know, that was worth it.
All right, that's it for us today. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
Suck a dick. Eat my...
my ass. Eat all the asses, man.
10 fucking films.
At least 10, Krakarachi.
See you next time.
See ya.